All right, welcome to the session two of the Stepping Into Your Power workshop. Today, we are going to talk about becoming the educator and advocate. And we're going to also dive into some of the more tactical aspects of really about positioning yourself as the authority. But the first thing we want to do is to dig into kind of recap a little bit about the educator and the advocate and your authority archetypes that you went through last week, and dig into the mind, really the mind of your prospects. So that's exactly what we're going to learn. We're going to talk about discovering your educator and advocate voice today. We're also going to go inside the mind of your prospects so that you'll know more and very, very clearly on how to speak to them so that you can quickly establish yourself as the authority by creating that authority content. And so we're going to talk about that, about creating that authority content, and also how to get it out there and how to share your authority content as well. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the authority archetype. In the last session, we went through the different archetypes, and I think a lot of people really may have been surprised at what their authority archetype is, or it may have been different or than they thought it would be. But also, I think a lot of people got a lot of clarity around their authority archetype and how important it is that that's defined in your mind, and also the type of authority archetype that your perfect prospects resonate with. So the one thing that you definitely want to do is build that clarity while still being authentic, not stepping into a different persona, but just realize that it's okay for this to evolve, right? As you learn more about yourself and as you learn more about your prospects, the authority archetype may or may not evolve, but if it does, that's okay because it just means that you're refining it even more. So when we talked last week, we talked about not being the expert, removing the need to be the expert, and really being able to position yourself as that educator and advocate, something that you can do confidently 100% of the time. So we're going to really kind of quickly recap that and go deeper into understanding why that educator and advocate, you know, is the authority. So, you know, these folks here, why are they authorities? Richard Simmons, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, Dr. Oz, they're all people that you probably recognize. And you see them as being positioned as authorities, that they're looked at as an authorities, but you may not have thought about why are they authorities, right? Because are they the smartest and the best in their fields? Probably not. Do they call themselves the expert? Do you ever hear them saying how smart they are and talking about themselves being the expert? You don't. Are they constantly yelling and screaming, buy my stuff, buy my stuff? They aren't. You don't see that. So why are they authorities? Well, it's quite simple, and you know the answer to this now, because they're educators and advocates for the success of their followers. And if you think about their content, and also what I want you to do is start looking out there at examples, maybe people that you follow. Think about people in your industry, in your field that are recognized and behave and put content out there as an educator and advocate rather than someone that puts content out there as the expert. The look at me, look what I know type of content versus here's how you can solve your problem type of content. And really what you'll find, the key ingredients, the characteristics of their content is that it inspires confidence, hope, and achievability. And that's something that you can easily look back on. And if you've created content yourself, look back on that content. If you've created videos, look back on those videos. If you've done blog posts, look back on those blog posts. And step back and think, does this content inspire confidence, hope, and achievability for my prospects, for my customers, my clients? So this is really what it's about, discovering your educator and advocate voice. All right. Your educator and advocate voice is what it's going to do. It is there. It's meant to inspire that confidence, that hope, that achievability. And the harder that you work to get that voice heard, the content that you create, to get that voice more exposure, and that content and that voice that speaks directly to the people that need your help the most, is what is going to be the driving factor, is going to be the foundation of your success in what you do. And that's exactly when you start positioning and you start thinking from that educator advocate mindset, is in developing this voice, you can easily step back at any point and say, is this inspire confidence, hope, and achievability in my prospects, in my customers? Because what you're doing when you do this, and as we go forward with the things that are necessary to do to get the exposure as authority, is then you're no longer thinking, am I putting this out here for my own ego? Am I putting this out there to pound my chest? No, I'm putting this out there because it needs to be seen. It needs to be heard, because there's people out there that I can genuinely make a difference in their lives, that my product, my service, what I do is going to impact their lives, the lives of their family, and make it for the better. Because remember, that's what authority is. We talked about the difference between authority and being authority and really being the arrogance. You know, authority is about launching yourself out there unselfishly to be able to serve others. And that's exactly what you're going to do when you create this this voice. So your educator and advocate voice, here's really the principles around it. It's principled authority content. When you're creating principled authority content, recognize this. Principled authority content does not sell. All right? This is not content that you're using to sell. But what it does is it makes them want to buy from you, even if it cost more, because what it's doing is creating the confidence in their ability to achieve. So I want to make sure that we don't miss any parts of this, because a lot of people think that when you're putting content, so many people think that content is put out there in order to sell, convince people to buy. And when you think about authority content, think about it this way. Authority content is not meant to convince someone to purchase or buy your product, service, or what it is that you offer. What it's meant to do for you is create the opportunity for your sales process to occur. So if you think about how many times have you seen something that might be meant for lead generation, but it's trying to jump ahead of the game and actually sell that product or service, when really what it's supposed to do is create the opportunity for the sales process to occur. So separate your authority content, separate your educator and advocate voice from the sales process, and understand that what it's meant to do on your side, on the business side, on that sales cycle, is it's meant to get your prospects to the place to have the confidence in your ability to achieve that they want to step into that sales process. And what's going to occur when that happens is that sales process is going to have far less resistance, and it's going to be not going to be nearly based, if you've fought as far as price resistance or if they're shopping on price, you're going to see that resistance melts away. So I want to make sure that you understand that, that the risk of being redundant, that your educator and advocate voice is not meant to be a sales voice. It's meant to be a voice to inspire that confidence, that achievability, that hope, which then allows the sales process to occur and makes that sales process much easier and have far less resistance. So This was a recap, and I want to make sure before we move on to get into the inside the mind of your prospect, if there are any questions around this or what led up to this as far as your archetype and establishing your educator and advocate voice. And I think a lot of you have that's been a big kind of revelation for you over this last week, is seeing yourself as that educator and advocate rather than trying to convince people that you're the expert. So any questions specifically around this as we are going to start moving out of so much of the mindset and into more of the tactical pieces of this, we want to make sure that you have this foundation. So any questions around this? Let's see. So Joel's asking about, when you're asked immediately, how much do you charge? How do you step around it? Well, there's not necessarily anything to step around. What you're talking about is that's part of the sales process. So we're not in the sales process. This is around actually creating content that's going to make that sales process less resistant. So if there's anything. Okay, perfect. Fatima say, are you recommending that we create articles and videos just for information and providing a solution to their pain? Well, so in a way, and you're going to learn more about the difference between different types of content and different types of articles. And, you know, some of it's going to be articles about you when you're doing that. But when you're doing an interview with someone, when you're putting out, when you're asked to comment on something, you're not giving a sales message. You're establishing yourself as an authority, as being an educator and the advocate. Now, does this mean that you're going to put out videos and information providing the complete solutions, like giving away your content and your solutions? No. What you're going to do, and that's what we're going to talk about in this next piece about going inside the mind of your prospect, is you're going to address their concerns in your content, but you're not necessarily going to provide the solutions, but you're going to address them so that they can see, establish yourself as that authority. All right. Let's say. Yes, exactly. All right, Jimmy brings up a good point. He says, although I agree that Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, for example, are advocates and educators, I find it interesting that their homepage is all about selling their stuff. Absolutely. This is not about hiding your stuff from people. This is not about hiding it or being coy about the fact that you are offering things, but you understand that when they're creating their content, when you see Dave Ramsey doing his videos, when you hear Dave Ramsey on his interviews and his podcast, they are not about buy my stuff. But what those do is it creates people, like I said, authority. The authority voice does not sell. It makes people want to buy. Their content makes people say, how can I get their stuff? How can I buy their stuff? And of course, when someone goes to Dave Ramsey's page or their page, they're generally in a pretty good opportunity, and they're in a cycle where they are looking for their stuff. There's no reason to hide that, because they've obviously heard something or listened or resonated with some content that they've heard or they've seen that they are ready. So what they're doing is allowing people that are their perfect prospects, the people that are ready, that want to buy their stuff, make it easy to buy their stuff. Does that make sense? Yeah, this isn't about, definitely don't think of that authority as about trying to hide the fact that you're selling something. It's absolutely not. But when you are establishing your authority positioning, you want to make sure that it's done from that educator and advocate. When you see someone brought onto CNN to comment on a situation, perhaps they bring in somebody that's, and I'm going to show you an example in this next section of exactly what I'm talking about here, and it'll make more sense. So, So I'll just do it in there. So I want to make sure, Jimmy, that you understand that when people go to their website, that's perfectly fine for them to find stuff for them to buy.